WGAW Mobile, Whiskey Golf, 8 Whiskey. WGAW, Whiskey Golf, 8 Whiskey, southbound on 75, over Tucky. Anyone out there? Anyone out there this morning? WGAW, standing by. WGAW, standing by. Standing by. Whiskey.
Station Crying, you're broken into the system. WDABX.
Is that you, Jeff? That's Rod, WGAW.
Hey, good morning, Rod. Yep, it sure is, WDABX. You were pretty broken the first time you tried to get in, so better that time.
I switched over to high power, 70 watts. I guess 30 watts wasn't enough, huh? Well, I'm down here by Vanderbilt, heading southbound.
Very good. Very good. Where are you off to?
I'm headed down to Bay City, taking my truck in for appointment with the Z-Bart for the annual inspection.
I thought you were retired. Are you back to work?
Yeah, I'm retired, Jeff. I'm not working. I'm taking my pickup truck down to Z-Bart to get respray and check on the rust proofing they did. I take it there every year for the checkup.
Oh, okay, okay. I was thinking you were getting an inspection on a big truck or something. So, oh, shoot. But hey, no problem. Sounds good. Yeah, we took the week off, so we're playing hooky, sitting here at home playing on the radio. Got the HF up and running here. Gonna fire up some FT8 and just kind of relax.
Oh, very good. Where are you living at now? Are you out? I thought you was out in Traverse.
Yep, same place, just a little north of Traverse, up in Lake Leelanau, up in the little peninsula there.
Okay, cool. Well, my sister lives in Cedar. So I know right about where you're at there. So you must be on a different link here. I'm on a Sheboygan repeater, 14674.
Yep, I'm on my repeater here in Lake Leelanau, 14714. It doesn't have a huge footprint, but it does all right.
Okay. I like the way they got all these linked up now. But still, the 2 meter traffic is kind of light here. But I listen here on this repeater quite frequently when I'm out in my radio room, between 6 and 8 a.m. But today I'm on the road.
Oh, understood, understood. Well, I do some driving, but I haven't had a ear radio in my company truck in probably close to a month. They keep switching my vehicles around, so today I might be in this vehicle, tomorrow I'll be in the next, and the nice thing is it sounds like they finally got me a vehicle that I'm going to be settling down in for a while, so I'll be able to get things hooked back up.
Okay, I understand how that works. Yeah, well, I had everything set up when I was driving for GM, and then sometimes I'd be in a different truck every day. But I had everything set up so I could quick switch my antenna onto the mirror and plug into the cigarette lighter, and I had 50-watt radio, you know. So it worked, and I still got that same setup here in my pickup truck. I can switch it from here to my car and heartbeat there. Just takes a couple minutes.
Understood. Understood. Very cool. I'm one of those that I got a radio for everything, so. Oh, shoot. I just got to be a little patient and, but if I had to go much longer, I might have to do something different.
Copy that. Well, I think you probably remember the old hump mounts with the speaker on it. That's what I got here from my radio. So I can switch it. I can take it out, unplug the antenna, unplug the power cord, and switch it to wherever I want to switch it. So, this power cord is hooked direct to the battery. So I have to use a different power cord if I go to a different vehicle. But no worries, I have enough power cords. Anyhow, I'm going to get off of Gaylord here and get some gas, because I'm right at, almost on the empty mark, so. And the problem with my pickup truck is I have to use mid-grade or premium. I can't burn regular in my pickup because it sputters and coughs if I put regular in it.
Oh, gotta love that. That's all right. You got all kinds of money. You're retired now, right?
All right. If you believe that, then come on over. I'll buy you a new car.
Yeah, let me know when you're home.
Oh, yeah, I'm just getting off on the gear here. I'm going to stop at the Shell and gas up. So thanks for calling back to me there, Jeff, and have a great day if I don't get back to you there. WDADX, WGAW.
Yeah, I'll have a safe trip down. Maybe we'll catch you on the return trip. WDADX, listening. ACADG, WDADX on Link, 14714.
Well, good morning, sir. ACADG.
You sound bright-eyed and bushy-tailed here this morning. I got a drink here that you might even enjoy. Pulled out some Code Red.
Oh, you're playing my song there. Oh, very cool. I thought you were weaning yourself of, that's me that's weaning myself of caffeine.
Yeah, I still drink a little bit of caffeine every once in a while, but it all depends on the mood of the day and, that kind of thing. But just an airplane, a little radio. Just got Denmark, New York, and there was one other one in there, so we're having all kinds of fun here this morning.
Ah, sounds like an opening to the east. Oh, well, that's acceptable. Now, I know you were working on some of them rewards or awards or whatever they call it for worked all states or something like that?
Well, I've gotten a few. 12 Days of QRZ, Continents of the World, I've got a handful of them. Nothing real exciting, but it's just kind of cool to see that I've, lined up for some of that stuff.
Yeah, we've had a couple people activate Sleeping Bear Sand Dunes as parks on the air. That's kind of fun. They climb up to the top of one of the sand dunes and broadcast away, and I usually give them a point.
Oh, very cool. Well, if I would have known, I would have tried to give them a point, too. But, I spent pretty much all day yesterday up at the surgery center in Traverse. Kathy was getting a pin out of her knee, so that's all done, and she's back home and recovering now. And, went out to get in the police car to take her to the surgery center, and I didn't have any brakes, so we ended up taking her car.
Wow. Well, on your week off, that gives you something to do. Troubleshoot why no brakes. Interesting how you figure that out. Well, I guess you actually have to go uphill out of your driveway, don't you?
Yes, sir. I think I already know what's wrong. In the process of doing the brake pad, we noticed that there was a nick in the boot for the caliper on the driver's side rear. And it was still fine for quite a while, but like I said, it's, the brake light came on and said I was out of fluid, and I'm assuming that's where my issue is. I'm just going to go ahead and buy one, because even if that's not the case, still something needs to be done, so.
If you're going to buy a brake, you buy the fully built up, that's what they called it, at least through NAPA, where you get the whole, the calipers, and it's already mounted with the right pads and all that kind of stuff. They called it fully built up. I don't know. It was the same price, believe it or not, than trying to buy individual components.
Well, understood. Well, I've already got the brake pads, so I don't need those. There's no sense in me going that nuts. So, like I said, if I can get just a caliper and get it swapped out, I'll be happy. And the fact that we've had them off recently means breaking the bolts loose and that kind of thing should be fairly simplistic. So, I'm not too concerned. And the fact that I only have to do one is advantageous, too. You know, you just... It's not a whole lot of work, it's just work.
Yeah, well, if you've done the pads, you're all set, I know you're all set up to, you know, lift up the wheels and all that kind of stuff, so you're set, sitting pretty in terms of tools. You don't have to buy any tools. I like buying tools.
Well, I could cheat and go buy me the brake tool for the Ford. I don't know if you knew this, but in the older days, all you had to do is use a C-clamp or something to push the piston back in, and you didn't have to do a whole lot to throw a new set of pads on. Well, the new Fords, and I'm sure there's others now, they use a special device because it's no longer just squish it in. It's a matter of you got to put pressure on it, and you need to turn it to get it to go in. So it's a push and turn all at the same time.
Oh, I've never seen that. I just use a huge, I'm going to say 10-inch clamp, you know, a C-clamp like you said. That's worked for me for, doing it for 25 years.
Yeah, that would make two of us. That's exactly what I've done over the last few years, is just throw a C-clamp on it and we're good to go. But, yeah, the rear brakes on my Ford, you got to push them in and turn them at the same time, clockwise, like you're screwing in a bolt.
Oh, interesting. Well, hey, learn something new every day. So, hey, like I said, sounds like a project for the week. You know, if you're not going to go on vacation for your vacation, you might as well.
Well, my thought process is there's a car gathering this afternoon over in Lake Ann, so I'm going to leave a little early, go pick up the brake caliper. I've already checked online. It looks like they have them in stock, which is nice. I'll pick up the brake caliper and some brake fluid, and then I'll go do the event, and then tomorrow I don't have anything going on, so we'll swap that out tomorrow and get that all situated, and then Thursday there's I got a car event on Thursday, Friday, and Saturday, so we're going to enjoy it.
Okay, well, my Rover antenna replacement, I replaced it, the parts that were all broken and corroded on the mount, and found an antenna, but I didn't ping any of the APRS stations. Usually when I drive to Northport, I picked up my the Petoskey Digi, but this time I didn't, so I'm not too positive I like this antenna. I mean, receive-wise, I was picking up Green Bay and Travers audio, or regular, but not the APRS digis. I don't know. I could hear them.
Nah, you may need to throw your analyzer on it just to double check, make sure you don't have a bad connection somewhere.
That could be. You know, and I operate on kind of low power for that APRS band, which, I don't know, I think that makes sense, but hey, whatever.
Yeah, that's what they say you should do, is run as low power as possible for APRS, but I'd say about 50% of people do just that. I know I don't, but it is what it is.
Well, you know, around here, it's not like we're in a high-density area, so, and it's, I'm surprised at how little how few people actually turn their digis on. You know, you look at APRS and look for moving stations, and there's, you know, maybe a half a dozen across the Midwest.
Well, ADRS is, I don't know how to put it. There's a few that play with it, and, I mean, even though that sit watching it at home, they don't always run it in their cars. So, you know, it's more base station involved, but it is nice to watch the cars go around. I had my APRS going for when I went up to the UP, but it was strictly through the internet. There was no radio involved. In the boss's truck, I just threw my tablet in there and fired it up on APRS IS and let it do its thing.
Yes, I saw it, the helicopter flying, and then it changed to a regular truck. But, yeah, I saw it when you were headed up, so that was last week. But, all right, sir. Hey, well, I'm going to get breakfast. You see it, DG.
Yeah, so I'll be with my friend. Have a good day, and we'll be, let's see, probably till about noon, 1 o'clock before I run into town, start playing around with the cars and stuff, so. Have a good one, 73 WDAVX. Oh, it's good to know you're working today.
Yeah, it's good to know you're not.
Yep, just hanging out here playing radio.
I did that a little bit this morning. Worked a couple photo stations on CW this morning, and then saw that 40 was so packed on FT8 that I didn't even bother because there wasn't a slot for me to slide into.
Yeah, I've just been sitting here answering random CQs on FT8, so playing on 30 meters right now, so not super busy, but it's kind of just busy enough, if you know what I mean.
That's kind of how FT4 is on 20 meters on a good day. I guess it goes fast enough that my ADHD brain can actually stay focused on it.
Understood. You're a bit scratchy. I don't know where you're at, but you have a good day. Don't work too hard. Well, yeah, work really hard so I don't have to worry about it when I come back.
Yeah, I'll make sure Bill knows, too. Hey, anyway, mobile.
There you go. I'll talk to you later, buddy.
I said I did too bad last night. I went to bed about 10 and woke up.
Morning, Drake. You just sound a little off frequency and the other guy's louder than God, but sound like you might be 5 THC's off frequency there, Drake.
It might just be the mic going on this radio. I haven't adjusted anything.
You just got that little, that raspy, you know, that raspy in there, will you?
I just said it's low. Is that any better?
Let's change. A little foggy down here by, I don't know, between Claire and Cadillac. Was down to about an eighth of a mile visibility. We got half a mile right now, I think, but along with that wildfire smoke, it's not making driving very nice.
Yeah, I get that. And I can still see the horizon up here, so it's not too terribly bad. But, it's hazy. I'm over it, man. I can't have my windows open. It smells like a campfire all the time. I mean, like, usually it's okay. Like, every once in a while smelling that's fine. But, like, it's been constant, and it sucks. Like, you get all congested, and it's not a great time.
Yeah, you know, it would have been a whole different scenario if it would have been us making the smoke and not Canada and shipping into Canada. It would have been a whole different ball game in their eyes.
Somehow it makes it worse.
Same, what, last year? But prior to that, I don't remember having issues like that for air quality and the smoke.
I mean, it's like covering the whole, like, most of the country now. It's kind of wild. And if you look at the air quality map, the further north you look on the map, it just gets terrible as the further north you go. I mean, the fact that it's as bad as it is further south than, like, Michigan or Ohio, like, it's different.
Yeah, I wonder how far it carries across the globe. I'm sure it can be seen probably all across the globe in some form, be it minute or doesn't really go away.
Yeah. That's for sure. Again, it definitely impacts outdoor activities too, like, you know, especially for those that are, that have some respiratory condition, like, it's, they're definitely feeling this. Just makes you not want to really go outside, like, I mean, okay, it makes for a kind of interesting sunset, or sunrise in the morning, and that's really the only upside it's got, and that's not even the greatest one. The other day I went to watch the sunset, and it, like, the sun basically just disappeared, and it wasn't even at the horizon yet.
That's crazy. Makes tower climbing tough, too. Speaking of that, have you tried the MMDVM on RF up there?
I haven't been up that way, so no.
Oh, what amperage that amplifier requires on 12 volts, too?
Oh, that's 120 watts, I think. So my guess would be at least 20 watts for 20 amps. I mean, 25, or you'd probably want to put a 30-amp fuse on it, but, yeah, 20 to 25 amps is probably what it wants.
I'll have to look for me power supply for put a levering then to run it.
I might have something. I think I've got a 35 amp, an extra one. I know I've got another one that needs two transistors put in. So, maybe I'll prepare that one. So. Alright, Jack, I'm just about pulling this up. Catch you later. I'm going to give you a total.
SWR. Cadillac.
ENF monitoring.
KE8FJW monitoring.
2, testing the radio with Mekaba.
Any PZT?
BBTQZ.
K89RBW, checking up frequency.